Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here till 5 a.m. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about catchphrases, some of the more annoying ones or the best ones, and memorable ones that you never forget. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/NickDShow. But we want to welcome back to the show our good friend, magician David Parr, has been on the show many times, and he is hosting his annual Haunting History Tour at the historic Dawes House, and it's a 13-over show. It features an interactive tour of the historic Dawes House, and it starts at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., and you can check out David Parr, that's 2 hours, davidparr.com for more information, and let's welcome David back to the show. David, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Nick?
Good, good, good. Welcome back to the show. Before we get to what's coming up on this weekend, very exciting. You do it every year, and we want to get into the details and talk about people, how they can see it, and all that cool stuff. I watched your appearance on Penn & Teller's Fool Us, and I want to talk about that experience for you. And congratulations, because you fooled them, David.
Thanks. Yeah, last time we spoke, I couldn't tell anyone how it turned out.
Yeah.
The episode had yet to air, but that was the hardest part of the whole thing, was not telling anyone.
Yeah, for months, right? For months you couldn't say that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We recorded the episode in March,
oh,
and it aired in August.
Right.
And it was so difficult to not tell people.
Yeah.
But it was a trip. In fact, just a few weeks ago, I went back do the spot in their live show in Vegas.
Yeah, how did that go? Tell me about that.
It was wild because they have their theater at the Rio, which seats about 1,500 people, and it was packed.
Yeah,
and so I was sitting in the house to watch the show, and they came out and they did their opening bit, and then Penn said, "You know, you're here on a special night because one of the foolers from our TV show, Penn & Teller Fool Us, is here tonight. His name's David Parr, and he's one of our favorites from this year. And later he's going to show you the trick that fooled us on TV."
Cool.
And then he said, "So basically we're the opening act for David Parr."
Oh, wow.
And I just sat there like my jaw dropped. I had not expected that at all.
Oh, that is so amazing. That is so cool. So you did the trick. How did it go over in Vegas?
It was great. I mean, I'd never performed it for a house of 1,500.
Sure, I bet.
Before. So it was wild. They had a giant screen, you know, projecting it big. And it got huge applause, and then they came out with my trophy. I finally got the FU trophy.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That is so cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. First of all, the experience, for people who might not have been listening the last time you joined us, the experience of the taping of Fool Us was pretty crazy, too, because you were there for a very long time, like waiting in the wings?
Yeah, there's like a holding area beneath the stage, and we were there for hours because they were recording 8 other acts that day.
Yeah.
And I was second to last.
Mm.
And so it was just hours of waiting around. And it starts, you can hear the audience, in the house above.
Yeah.
Responding to the other acts, and you're wondering, how is it going?
Yeah.
and then suddenly, they call you up to do the spot on the stage, and you get one shot at it. I mean, it's not like they're going to say, "Okay, can we do a retake?" It's you do it or you don't.
Yeah.
And the whole thing's a surprise to them. They don't know who's been booked.
Right. So they're in the dark completely, and they don't know who's coming up next. They don't know any of the tricks that are going to be performed.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And
no rehearsals with them.
I want you to tell us about the trick. But first of all, the origin of this trick is horrible. Because something terrible happened to you, which left you sort of incapacitated, which is why you came up with tell everybody the story about how this trick was thought up.
Well, it has a happy ending,
right?
So,
right.
Yeah, I was coming back from a visit to Canada, and it was on the day of my show, the Magic Cabaret in Chicago,
right.
And so I landed at O'Hare Airport, and I was going to head right to the theater to set up for the show that night. And so I was crossing the road right outside of baggage claim to get to the shuttle to take me to long-term parking. And a car hit me, just like went right through the crosswalk as if it weren't there. And I never saw it coming. I was just suddenly airborne. And when I landed, I thought, okay, I'm conscious. I didn't hit my head. I think I'm okay. And then I tried to stand up, and it was the most excruciating pain I've ever felt. Mm. My leg was broken in two places. And so they installed metal parts in my leg, and they did a couple of surgeries on it. So I was out of commission for 3.5 months. I couldn't walk, and I couldn't drive, and I couldn't do my show.
Yeah.
And so to occupy my mind, because I was just going stir crazy with no creative outlet for months, I decided, okay, I'm going to focus on developing one new piece of magic that I know I can perform when I recover enough to return to the show, because I can do it sitting down.
Right.
And so that was the genesis of it. I started racking my brain, and I had this antique hotel desk bell sitting on my shelf for years. And every once in a while I'd look at it and think, well, there's got to be something, some way for me to work that into a piece of magic.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, with all this time on my hands, I thought, okay, I'm really going to tackle this now. And so that was the start of it all.
Yeah. And the trick consists of, tell everybody what the trick is, David, what you did.
Basically, it's like a little, like, follow the leader game that I played with the host of the show, Allison Hannigan.
Right.
So there's this hotel desk bell on the table, and there are two decks of cards, one with red backs and the other with blue backs. And basically everything I do, I do a part of the game, like pick up the deck and shuffle it, and then I ring the bell, and that indicates that it's her turn, and she picks up the deck and shuffles it and rings the bell. And now it's my turn again, and I cut the deck and ring the bell, and she cuts the deck and rings the bell. And so this goes through a whole process of mixing up the cards. And at some point, we take a card out and put it in the other person's deck,
mm-hmm.
so that there's an odd-colored card in the deck, in each deck.
Right.
And then we exchange decks and spread them out on the table, find the odd colored card in the other person's deck and push it out. And when we finally look at the two cards, they match.
Yeah. And
against all the odds.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing. It was, and it went over so well on the show. You know, I was so thrilled that Penn and Teller, you know, they were trying to figure it out and they couldn't, and you won. What was that feeling like when you actually fooled Penn and Teller?
Well, I had asked the producers ahead of time, how long do Penn and Teller confer to come up with a theory?
Yeah.
And they said, generally about 3 to 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you see in the episode is about 1 minute.
Right.
They pushed it to close to 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Trying to come up with a theory.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, Allison Hannigan is interviewing me, and then eventually she runs out of questions, so I started interviewing her, and then we were just joking about Penn and Teller and what they were doing, because they were talking very intensely, and they were scribbling on pads of paper,
right.
and making little drawings.
Right.
And finally, you know, as we were pushing toward 10 minutes, Allison Hannigan looked at me and she's like, I think they've talked enough. and I was relieved, because I thought, you know, the longer this goes on, the more they're going to use process of elimination
yeah.
to narrow down the possibility
right.
or method.
Right.
So she interrupted them and said, hey, boys, you've talked long enough. And so the first thing out of Penn's mouth was, I think we have this almost figured out. And I didn't hear the rest of the sentence. I heard that, and my brain just went, oh, they've got it.
Yeah.
And so he meant it as a joke, because the rest of the sentence was, all we need you to do is break our legs and leave us in the hospital for a year, and we'll have I didn't even hear that part.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So I had braced myself to hear them say, we got you. And so when Penn just threw up his hands and said, we don't know Jack.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even have a theory. My jaw dropped.
Yeah.
I was just so shocked. It was the last thing I thought I'd hear.
Yeah. Wow, what a great, that's great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Great experience all the way around, and then you got to do it in Vegas in front of 1,500 people. What a wonderful experience for you, David. I mean, really amazing.
And a great ending to the whole saga of my leg being broken and all that.
Right. Yeah, it does end on a very high note. Yeah, you went through some terrible times, but then you ended up having this this great experience. Okay, David, we want to talk about the Haunting History Tour. And it's a 13 and over show. It features an interactive tour of the historic Dawes House in Evanston. And you've been doing how many years have you been doing this, David?
Well, I did it years ago for a number of years, like 3 or 4 years. And then there was a massive staff change at the Evanston History Center. And during that whole upheaval, I didn't do the show there. And then they contacted me several years after that and said, hey, would you like to do your show here again? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Outstanding.
Because the place is so cool.
Yeah.
It contributes so much to the show. The setting is like a character in the drama.
Right. Well, David, hang on. I want everybody to know what's going on and how they can get tickets. You hang on for a second, okay?
Sure.
David Parr is with us, and it is this weekend, Saturday, October 28th through the 31st, at the Evanston History Center, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. shows. The tours take place, and we'll get you more details on that. And we got to take a break here for weather and traffic, and I've got the weather right here. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We are talking with magician David Parr. He is hosting his annual Haunting History Tour. It's happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Evanston History Center. And so tell everybody about this and what the experience is going to be.
Well, basically, it's a weird little magic show that moves from room to room of this spooky old house right on the lakefront in Evanston. And it's the Evanston History Center, which is the Charles Gates Dawes House. Dawes was vice president under Coolidge and basically donated his house to the Historical Society to keep open as a museum after he died.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this great chateau-esque house, and you can hear the waves crashing as you're walking up to the door. And it basically is, it's the kind of atmosphere that you cannot manufacture.
Right.
You walk in and it feels like you've stepped into the past. You're now outside of the flow of daily life, normal life, and now you're in a kind of magical place. And it gets very spooky there at night.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been there by myself at night. It's really, you start to hear things, and your mind just it just plays on your imagination.
Right, right.
Now, some of the staff claims that the place is haunted,
mm-hmm.
and I never saw anything mysterious happen until last year. I had made a comment to somebody there that, you know, if the ghost was going to try and get anybody's attention, it should try to get my attention, right? Because I've been doing this spooky show here for years.
Right, right, right.
And shortly after I said that, I was walking through the grand hallway of the house, and as I was walking across it, there was a sudden pop noise above my head. And shards of glass rained down on me.
What?
One of the bulbs in the chandelier, like two stories up, shattered right as I was walking underneath it.
Oh, man.
And I thought, okay, you've got my attention.
I hear you. That's good. You can stop raining glass on me anytime.
Right, right.
Wow. So how long are the tours? How long do they last?
It's about an hour. It's a little less than an hour.
Okay.
And so you come into the house through the basement, which is where the research room is for the Historical Society, and then you start in the kitchen, and in each room, something strange or mysterious or supernatural happens, and we move to the next room and the next, and the show proceeds like that until we end up in the center of the house and we have a little recreation of a seance.
Wow, that's cool. And it's 13 or over because it kind of gets scary, correct?
It gets a little scary, and it's a bit on the cerebral side because my main interests are in history and folklore, so I'm talking a lot about that kind of stuff. So it tends to be kind of a wordy, sort of heady show.
Gotcha.
And I don't imagine kids would dig it.
Yeah. And have people freaked out during these tours?
Last year, a guy and his wife came to the show, and beforehand, they asked the director of the museum. They said, okay, is this scary? And she said to him, well, it's not scary in the sense of someone in a mask jumping out at you. It's right. Not that kind of thing. It's more like eerie, like a ghost story.
Right.
And the guy kind of looked at her dubiously, like, And so she turned to, the guy's wife and said, I don't think it's like that scary. So they went through the whole show, and at the end of it, they went up after the seance where weird things happen.
Yeah.
They went up to the director of the museum, and the guy said, that was scary. As if to imply that she had lied to him by downplaying it.
Yeah.
And she thought maybe he was kidding. So she looked at his wife and said, is he joking? And she was like, no, he was really scared.
Yeah. That's great.
So, yeah.
That is great.
There have been a couple of times when people kind of freaked out during the seance part, especially.
That's what it is, because it all kind of builds up to that.
Yeah. And it gets pretty weird because, stuff happens. You know, it's easy for us to look at this stuff like the spiritualist movement and the seances that happened in the 19th century and look at it in the light of day and in the light of our technological society and say, okay, how did anybody fall for this? It's basically a magic show, right? But you put it in a different context,
sure. A
spooky old house.
Yeah.
Now the lights are out. And you start hearing stuff and feeling stuff. It's like, okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
This stuff gets under your skin.
Yeah, that's great. That's really, really great. It's the Haunting History Tour. It's happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Evanston History Center. So it starts tomorrow. And I hope everybody can make it out. DavidParr.com is the website with two R's, P-A-R-R. And we have a link on our Facebook page with all the information. And by the way, you performed at the legendary Magic Castle since the last time we spoke.
I did. I was there in August, and I had not performed there in 25 years.
Wow.
And it was great because now there are a lot more places to see magic inside there. So it's kind of like it's Disneyland for magic.
Right.
Basically, it's like a magic theme park.
Yeah.
And you can see multiple shows in an evening.
That's great.
And it was a lot of fun. I had a great time performing there. And it was right before the Penn & Teller episode, Foolus episode, aired.
Yeah.
And so I got to tell everybody, if you tune in next Thursday, you're going to see a familiar weirdo, and you'll find out if I will Penn & Teller.
That's great, man. That's really great.
Oh, yeah.
So, very cool. Fun. Well, David, congratulations on everything that's happening for you. And I hope everybody comes out to see the Haunted History Tour. It starts tomorrow at the Evanston History Center. 7, 8, and 9 o'clock are the show times. David, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Great to talk with you, Nick.
Okay, take care. There you go. David Parr, everybody. And again, the Haunting History Tour starts this weekend. And check out DavidParr.com for more information. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.